My first job was at the newsagent on the corner of Burke Road and Toorak Road opposite Epworth. One of my friends lived in the same street as I, and she said she worked at Deep Dean Pole Proofing and the wages were good and I could just walk there. So I left the newsagents and went to work at Hole Proof, and I worked there between 1948 and 1951. Staff amenities included tennis court and a canteen. The social club was very active, organising functions, including car rallies, sporting teams, social evenings, as an annual ball in St Kilda Town Hall. They employed a nurse, and when I worked overtime, they would supply a hot meal in their canteen. In 1950, a girl from each of the mills was chosen to represent Miss Holproof in 3AW's Miss Teenage Quest, the public face of Holproof, with my face appearing on buses advertising that it was a great place to work at Happy Holproof. Holproof often employed members of the same family, and it was quite usual for children of employees to work there over the school holidays. My husband David also started working Holproof. He was on shift work, afternoon shifts, and our daughter, when she was old enough, worked there in the office. Carol entered the building by the main Whitehorse Road entrance, but when I worked there, the factory staff had to go round to the back and clock in. I worked on a linking machine which finished off the toe of the sock, and each stitch of the toe section needed to be painstakingly joined to the stitch on the sole. Concentration and precision were paramount, particularly with dark coloured socks, and it often led to having headaches. If the stitch was missed and a run developed in the sock, it was sent to menders for repair and then sold as a second. Mainly at markets, I think, they were sold. And while the factory was state-of-the-art when it was built, I remember it being very hot in the summer months and pipe music played all day. The music was old and pop tunes and tended to deaden the machinery noise. And when I visited for a reunion years after I left, I noticed no music playing, but the machinery was deafening. And my hearing did suffer, from the machinery. I had a job interview at Miss Butt Fintonian, principal, and I was her housekeeper. I used to do all the cooking for when she had visitors, for lunch at school or any organisation of Fintonians. I used to do all their cooking, Christmas lunches, Christmas cakes. Every weekend I'd do the flowers in the sitting room and Miss Butt's room and go over early in the morning, turn the heating on and bring the milk in. Then I'd go home and then I'd go back at 10 o'clock for morning tea for the admin staff and the outdoor staff, all the gardeners and everything. I had my own little kitchen and the men used to come in and sit in the kitchen. It was a nice family atmosphere. We lived in the house in the corner of Miller Road. They owned the house, two doors from Miss Butt. David became the caretaker at Fintonian School. It was a dual job. We were well looked after. Miss Butt was very kind to us, yes.